Welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of Power Hour Radio. And hello, Power Hour Radio Nation. I think it's called Power Hour Nation. Got to get all that straight. Karen Cataline with you. So pleased and privileged to be with you. And there is so much news happening today. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. I'm going to try to cover a little bit in this first segment, but I have some announcements to make. If you haven't heard me before, my name is Karen Cataline, and I am settling in a little bit to this Wednesday and Friday gig that I'm doing here at the Power Hour Radio show, and really pleased. And occasionally there's a bump and a grind, but basically I'm adjusting and getting to know listeners, which is extra fun and an extra privilege. To that end, we have a new call to listen line. So all you got to do is just call this number and you can listen on the telephone. I know people are listening on shortwave. Lots of ways you can get the Power Hour Radio show. That call in to listen line is 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232. So we have a wonderful show today. I am excited, like you wouldn't believe, to talk to Phyllis Chesler, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Not only has she written tremendously on women's issues, but with the travesty going on in Afghanistan, which, oh my goodness, seems to be getting worse and worse. We will save a lot of that discussion for Phyllis, because she's written about women's rights in the Arab world, along with the American rights that seem to be trampled on right now. There's just so much going on. I'm going to stop saying that, because you may be a lot like me, where you look at this and you scratch your head and you go, how could I possibly even cover a fraction of this? I also want to direct your attention, if you would, to a piece I just posted at my website, KarenCataline.com. It's a little bit of a cheeky title, and maybe invites you to read it. It is a very short read. Why no one, especially Republicans, should call for Biden's impeachment. And I lay out why that is. Even Republicans are saying, oh, he should be impeached. He should be impeached. But honestly, that is playing into the Democrats' hands. So if you'd like to read that piece, it's a short one at KarenCataline.com. Please do. And then feel free to call me, write me. I always welcome feedback, good, bad, ugly. I don't care. I like hearing from you. And much of what we do here has a lot to do with the feedback that we get from you. You can't please everyone, as many of the people in radio know, but we like hearing from you, and you may not like everything we do, but at least you have a voice to talk about it and to express your opinion. So the first news item that I've been fascinated by, obviously Afghanistan is enormous, what's going on. One more just little statement. A friend of mine who's a pilot told me, he said, guess what I was doing yesterday? And sure enough, he was flying Afghan refugees from Washington, D.C. to El Paso, Texas, because there's a big army base there. I'm hoping they'll be vetted, but the whole thing is stunning what we're watching. While refugees are coming to this country, many of them deserve refugee status, not saying that, but American citizens are being left to fend for themselves. And, you know, as a talk show host, I get speechless talking about what we are watching. But let's talk domestically for a while, because yesterday something transpired. So much news happening while in the shadow of what's happening in Afghanistan, is that the Supreme Court slapped down Biden's eviction moratorium. How about that? The Supreme Court late yesterday slapped down the Biden administration's pandemic eviction moratorium by saying it strains credulity, I can talk, to think the law grants it that power. It was a 6-3 decision. And just as an aside, I looked and looked and looked just to confirm, because I like to do that, confirm which three liberal judges voted against this. And let's just pull apart and drill down a little bit as to what they would be voting against. And by the way, I couldn't find exactly. I mean, I could guess, but I don't like guessing. I like to know which Supreme Court justices voted against getting rid of the moratorium on evictions. And for those of you who may not be following this, the left and the radical communists, often one and the same, have been demanding that there be a federal moratorium on evictions. This is private individuals who rent their homes out, or really anyone who pays rent to somebody else. That's called the free market. They want it to be illegal for a person who has a contract with someone, a contract where both people agree and sign their name. They want it to be illegal for you to evict that person. Now, America is a very compassionate country, but compassion cannot be forced by at the point of a gun, because it ain't compassion. That being said, what they're basically doing is forcing individuals to house and quarter strangers against their will. But they're still forcing those people who own that property to pay the mortgage, to pay the expenses, and to be forced to keep people in their homes against their will when those people don't pay rent. There is a growing influence on the left, all inspired by communism, to devalue, demean, and diminish people who have private property. It is no big secret that communists don't like private ownership of anything, let alone property, land, houses, cows, you name it. You can't have private property rights and have a really good communist system. It's not really possible. So the Supreme Court voted 6-3, and by the way, some of our supposedly reliable conservatives were wishy-washy on this back in June. But now they slapped the wrist of the Biden administration and said, guess what? You can't do this anymore. Maybe they heard from property owners, probably not small property owners who don't have the power and the megaphone that big ones do, that you can't keep doing this. Rumor has it that the really, really big boys like BlackRock and others are buying up these small individual single residence homes and buying them up for pennies on the dollar. I think that's less than a rumor, and turning right around and creating just basically eliminating the private ownership of rental property, which many people use to supplement their income. But we don't have to defend why individuals would rent out houses. Sometimes people do it, they move to another house, and if they can afford it, they rent the home instead of sell the home. After all, property values have gone through the roof, and sometimes people need that to supplement their income. Well, the people in charge, the whomevers, and it's not Joe Biden, they have no sympathy for property owners. They have sympathy for I don't think they have sympathy for anyone, actually. But that's really what's going on here. It's stunning that they are manipulating the culture in order to diminish and basically erase private property in this country. That's what's going on. The moratorium had been scheduled to come to a conclusion weeks ago, but the Biden administration pursued its renewal when Democrats in Congress demanded that action. And make no mistake about it, Democrats everywhere, whether they're mayors or Congress critters or anyone else, they are all marching in lockstep to this hard leftist socialist communist agenda. And it really doesn't matter where you find them. They are marching in lockstep, goose step, and they expect us to do the same. Next news story, which flows right into that one, gives me no pleasure to report this. I wish I could report, the Barnum and Bailey circus, but we're watching one right now. Ruling class increasingly calls upon the private sector to make lives of the, quote, unvaccinated difficult. Is anyone sick of being ruled and owned yet? Oh, my goodness, yes. The ruling class is not letting up and increasingly calling upon businesses in the private sector to help them roll out the permanent slave state. I am glad that this article is as strong, has as strong a language as it does, and I'm glad it does. It comes from the Activist Post, written by Max Slavo. We'll just have to get him on the air to talk about it. It's like these rulers know they cannot do this alone. They're going to bully people into bullying their own customers, constituents, employees, students, you name it, are all being bullied into taking a vaccine that everyone knows not only is not a vaccine, and I've said it before, but I'm reading stories that say that the COVID-19 vaccines are actually strengthening and making this so-called Delta variant and spreading it. Right before airtime, I talked to someone who was helping me with a business issue, and I couldn't talk to him for a week and a half, and he just called me. They always do that right before airtime. And I said, sorry, can't talk to you now. I'm getting ready for a show. And he said, well, I'm sorry. I've been just so sick, flat on my back. I haven't been able to do anything. I got COVID. Can I call you Monday? I'm starting to do better. I said, that's great. Wonderful. I called him right back and I said, by the way, person, I won't use their name, obviously, did you get vaccinated? He said, yeah, I've been fully vaccinated, and he got sick anyway. He's also been working from his home. So the numbers are being covered as to how many people who have been vaccinated are getting sick, and not just from COVID. It's from a lot of other things. So I maintain that this virus from 20 plus months ago now is the vehicle to spread the virus of tyranny. We have to call it what it is. This virus is being used to basically subjugate, I hate saying this, I just hate it, the formerly free United States of America. I'm not saying it's all over except the shouting. I'm saying we got to know what we're dealing with here, and it hurts my soul to know that every day we see more and more tyranny, blatant, brazen tyranny, which is not being covered up at the moment. And depending on what news you read and where you read it, you will find that people believe a different set of facts. And there isn't a different set of facts, but people truly do believe that the, quote, unvaccinated are making the vaccinated sick. Wait a second. How's that possible, ladies and gentlemen? How is it possible for anyone to make the unvaccinated sick if they're vaccinated? Hello? But unfortunately, the opposite is true. The vaccinated seem to be spreading and helping these variants of the virus grow and change. But we get lost in the freedom issue. We keep arguing. I mean, I have to argue it sometimes, but let us never, ever forget the liberty issue, which is at the heart of this. all of this is being used to force you to do as you're told, to force a muzzle on your face, to force an untested and experimental drug into your bloodstream, and you don't get any say about it. You're going to be bullied, blackmailed, and persecuted for not doing that. And anyone who believes that by complying, it will make it better, just has another thing coming. They need to realize that liberty and freedom is under attack. It's not the virus. It's the liberty. That is what is killing our country. So here, the article, the ruling class urges businesses to mandate COVID vaccines for employment. When was it? You know, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Leftists were complaining that you can't, you know, it's a private business. They stick up for private businesses when private businesses do as they're told. Oh, you have to have a mask. Well, we can't do anything about it because it's a private business. But when the private business wants to do as they see fit, when the private business wants to respect the choices, the body autonomy of their own customers, then suddenly these leftists don't care about private businesses. The truth of the matter is we're headed towards a form of fascism that uses businesses that were formerly private to enact their unconstitutional agenda. Take a look at Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, Bank of America. They're all doing the bidding of the government. Airlines in on the whole, as we mentioned with Afghanistan, are now being pressed into service to send refugees all over this country. Do we know if they're vetted? No, but do we know the motive of the people doing it? I hate to say that we do for many. We do know that this is a regime that has open the borders to unvetted illegal aliens since it came to power January 20th. They've been opening our borders to unvetted, unvaccinated, untested COVID patients, and they may be bringing lots of other diseases too. And I hate to have to qualify this, but it ain't racist or xenophobic to ask that a country have control over who enters into their country. If someone breaks into your house, you're not racist if you say that you have rules about that, that you're not going to allow them to come in unless, number one, they're friendly, they don't mean you any harm, they're not going to attack you, they're not sick with something, any of those things. But somehow, the public has been brainwashed into believing that if you try to control or have any say in who comes into your country or into your home, by the way, there isn't a country in the world that doesn't do that. They also want to know that you won't take a job away from somebody in their own country who needs one. Well, our current government certainly is not concerned about that. So call me skeptical that these people in charge have our best interests at heart. They don't. I'll just come full circle because I don't have time for any more news at the moment. And that is, if we'll come full circle to Afghanistan, if you see with a broken heart the way our American citizens and soldiers and people in our military are being treated by our own government, and you wonder what our own government thinks of you, well, you shouldn't have to look any further. This is what they think of all of us. This is not what our founders intended. Our founders intended for the government to be afraid of the people, not for the people to be afraid of the government. The moment people are afraid of their government, afraid that they'll be arrested, afraid they'll be persecuted as people are being, as we speak, both in and out of the country, then you've got tyranny. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see it. What is hard is for good Americans to be able to tell the truth about it. It's hard for me. I'm not saying I'm a good American, but I try to be. But it's hard to even say it out loud because we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe that there is a government that is imposing its will upon us rather than serving us. But that's kind of what I talk about every day. We have to be able to drill down to the crux of the issue. The crux of the issue is not whether masks work or don't work. Side, they don't. It is what they're being used to force us to do, to basically erase our face and condition us to take orders from a nameless, faceless bunch of bureaucrats telling us how to live our lives. And if we don't do as we're told, we will be persecuted. They will make life hard on us. They're telling us exactly what they want to do. They're telling us exactly what they are doing, and some people refuse to admit it. So that is a combination of both news and commentary, which I like. News and commentary for this day, August 27th. If you have thoughts, opinions, you can write me at Karen@KarenCataline.com. If you're listening on a variety of other sources, feel free to participate. That's what makes the best talk radio, is participation. We're going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, we're going to have the great and legendary Phyllis Chesler to join us. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. This is Karen Cataline on the Power Hour Radio Nation.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataline, host for today and every Wednesday and Friday for the foreseeable future. There's a sale going on at the Power Hour Mall. Buy one, get one on Tranquil by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. Sale is good while supplies last, so go to the Power Hour Mall. Let's get right to our guest. If you've I haven't heard her name. You probably haven't been paying attention. She has a PhD and is an emerita professor of psychology and women's studies at City University of New York. She's a best-selling author, a legendary feminist leader, a retired psychotherapist, and an expert courtroom witness. She has lectured and organized political, legal, religious, and human rights campaigns all across the United States, Canada, Europe, Israel, and the Far East. And what a pleasure it is to speak with Dr. Phyllis Chesler. Welcome, Dr. Chesler, to the Power Hour radio program.
My pleasure to be with you.
Great to have you. So with so much going on, I mentioned earlier, it's like drinking from a fire hose what we're watching in Afghanistan right now. Given the fact that you have so much expertise on Middle East issues and women's issues, I'd like to just give you some free rein to talk about what you're watching in Afghanistan and what the left seems to be supporting there.
First, let me say, without going into details, that I'm privileged to be part of a feminist rescue operation that is in progress right now and has gotten a number of women, feminist leaders, out of Kabul. And there are more to come. It is the most exciting and daredevil and heroic teamwork I've ever been part of. And I will have, you know, more to say when it's safe, as will many of the Afghan women. Mm-hmm. And what I lived in Kabul long, long ago, long before the Taliban, and I wrote a book called An American Bride in Kabul, in which I describe Islamic gender apartheid and Islamic religious apartheid as I experienced it when the times were presumably kinder and gentler, before there was an opening for a decade in the 70s, maybe late 60s and 70s, and then again after 9/11, where more girls and women were allowed to have professions, careers, educations, go out, quote, naked face, and so on. That is all over now. Huh. Anyone who believes a Taliban promise that they're going to be nicer is deranged,
You're reading my mind. That was the question I was going to ask you. Right at the very beginning, the Taliban said, oh, we're going to try and give rights to women, but only according to Islamic law. What rights does Islamic law give women?
Well, those who defend it and who defend polygamy and forced marriage and child marriage and wife battering and face veiling and body bag wearing, those who defend that honestly, sincerely believe that women are treated as more sacred, set apart objects as opposed to women in the secular world in the West who are naked bodies, you know, in rap videos. It's a point. And although neither the burqa nor the bikini work for me in terms of women's freedom. So those who... those who argue the Sharia case, I disagree with them, fine, but they need to tolerate those who disagree with them, and the problem is they do not. And as they occupy more territory, both ideologically, psychologically, and geographically, they get rid of dissidents, they get rid of feminists, they get rid of gays, they get rid of anyone who is seen as too Western or not obedient to a totalitarian theocracy. Let me stop. Go ahead, say.
Well, gosh, there's so much. This is a bit of an aside, but I just can't help but ask. Many people who are watching world events and are watching the communist Chinese influence on, speaking of being naked faced, we're being muzzled right now as we speak, and I have a thing on my wall about the covering of the nose and the face to make people more submissive and to erase individuality, and here we've got it in spades. I guess given your experience, what I'm trying to get at is that while there's socialism and totalitarianism in both, what do you think about the communist Chinese making friends and allies of the Islamists? I mean, you know, eventually they're going to try to kill each other.
Hopefully.
And I guess I hope. Remember what Kissinger said, and Kissinger was no friend either, who said, it's a pity they couldn't destroy each other, a pity they couldn't both lose. Your thoughts on that?
China and Iran and Pakistan, Pakistan is nervous, but they're all going to move into Afghanistan since America is leaving a huge vacant spot. And they will perhaps try to mine minerals, precious minerals. They will try to make huge profits from the poppy fields, which is how the Taliban has financed themselves, opium, narcotics trade. Let me backtrack for a minute. The Biden administration, I don't know who is advising him or misadvising him, who is pulling the strings, but this is so shameful. This is such a dishonoring of America. I mean, yes, we had to get out, of course, but in a graduated way, in a strategic way, should not have shut down Bagram Airfield, should have kept Kabul Airport way open until the very last American and Afghan ally, an endangered feminist and dissident and gay, was out. Then we leave, and we leave behind a strategic force, as we have, for example, left in Korea and in other places around the world, and quietly so. And we should have taken all of our military equipment. The fact that we left it behind for the Taliban to mock us with and use against us is just inconceivable.
Mm-hmm. It's the stupid act of an enemy government. Is it not? Is that too outrageous to say? It's the act of someone who has it in for America. What else can you conclude?
Well, all right, you can conclude many things short of that. You could say cognitive neurological dysfunctionality. You can conclude...
but I don't think he's in charge, and
stubborn.
Well,
there's a stubborn, vicious streak in the man. I will never forget how he interrogated Anita Hill. And that puts the lie to kind Joe. And, but I think now we're looking at cognitive neurological deficiencies. We're looking at an age problem. If he's gone, though, who do we get? We get Minnehaha. And,
I think the same people are calling the shots no matter. I just wrote a piece about this. The same people are calling the shots no matter who is sitting in the Oval Office. I think that's what a lot of people are concluding. Do you disagree with that?
Well, no, but
if so, I'd love to hear it.
I think it must be Obama's team.
Yes.
But I can't prove it. I mean, it just from, remember, Obama worked happily with Iran.
Yes.
And
yes. Susan Rice on the direction.
Yeah, and
it's
and
the
she's
same
still
people.
There.
Yeah, it's the same people in charge. It's Obama 3.0 on steroids. Let me go back to your wheelhouse. You have many wheelhouses. That's why it's easy to talk to you about lots of things. But you have worked specifically with ex-Muslim women who are seeking asylum and citizenship in this country.
Yes.
Go back to that and whatever you are able to tell us about this operation that's happening in Afghanistan so we can all cheer you on.
All right. Well, what I can say is if you go to my website, there's a few articles I've written in the last 6 weeks, the last 8 weeks perhaps. I call one of the women Aisha. That's not her real name, but I begin to tell her story. And it's up there. It's there. She's out now. This is a miracle. It's what hard work. And the honor killing, I did four studies. I published four studies on honor killing, which is the reason lawyers can use me to submit affidavits in asylum cases to America when these women heroically flee being honor killed. And there happens to be one from Afghanistan, two from Pakistan. I mean, these women, even from Afghanistan now, are in danger from their own families as well as from the Taliban. And when they come to Europe, let's say, or to other places in the Middle East from Central Asia, if they're in a refugee camp with other Afghans, they're a high-profile target. Because they are disobedient women. They are too Western. And in terms of danger from families, routinely girls are beaten by their mothers, by their fathers, by their brothers, and forced to marry. And when they resist that, they are beaten more and they are denigrated harder. And some resist. Some have resisted.
Right.
So it's not such a simple thing that, oh, it's the Taliban alone, ISIS-K alone, Al-Qaeda alone, Hezbollah, Hamas alone that are awful, which they are. But it's also the nature of the culture. And it's not merely Islam. It is tribal. And what I learned about Afghanistan is there is a culture of both Hewitts and being warriors so that you live to kill and die, right? This is the meaning and the significance of your life. This to us is anathema, and it is another culture. And if we don't stop it where it lives, or dare I say, begin to build higher walls around the West, then we are potentially doomed.
What's scary, Phyllis Chesler. We're talking to Dr. Phyllis Chesler, PhD, emeritus professor of psychology and women's studies at City University of New York. The sad part is the people that have created this man-made crisis are the ones in control who have opened our borders. So when you say have a higher wall, I just shared with our listeners that I was talking to a friend who's a pilot for a commercial airline who has been pressed into service sending Afghanis all over this country and into army bases in El Paso, Texas, and elsewhere. And even those that don't have it in for America have an entirely different culture than we do. I hate to think we are doomed, but...
No, that's not why we're doomed. That's not the
can
reason.
Can we do?
That's not it. No, that is not the... I'm very in favor of rescuing pro-Western Muslim allies.
Yeah, but we don't know who they are that are coming in.
No, well, we can figure it out if we're very careful and smart. Now, many of the interpreters for the military, that means NATO forces as well as American forces, have been brought out and with their families. And they're just probably conservative, traditional Afghan men, not necessarily jihadists, not even necessarily supporters of jihad. But they will treat their women badly. That is the problem. And the women may have internalized these same Taliban-like values. That is another problem. That doesn't mean they're going to attack and destroy America. I agree with you that the southern border is far too porous, given COVID alone. For that reason, forget jihad. We don't know who's vaccinated, who's COVID positive, who are we letting in? I don't know. I don't know why. I can't figure it out.
Well, there's a whole different, just as an aside, Phyllis, there's an entirely different set of requirements for American citizens than there are for illegal aliens. They don't care whether they have COVID or whether they've been tested or vaccinated, but they will use that to persecute citizens if they don't do as they're told. You know,
well, wait a minute. I don't want to go far afield and get into the question of government control of vaccination schedules and whether the science supports it or doesn't. That is another program entirely. Let's not mix it into the nature of Islamic terrorism, Islamic misogyny, and the need to rescue the women who are feminists, who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are politicians, who are journalists, who are in flight from the Taliban. Let's not mix up those two issues. And I think that they are going to be productive citizens here, and they will assimilate here, and they will contribute to the American future. Okay, different subject.
Okay, except for those that won't, and we don't know. I'm hoping that
many
will be
Americans,
so.
But wait. But many Americans fail the American dream, take opioids, take heroin, take cocaine, cannot keep a job, have mental illness, and they're not adopted. You know, they're born. Many human beings, unfortunately, fail themselves. It's not true merely of immigrants. In fact, you could claim that if you look at the immigrants who have come over the years from the West, there may be a big difference between those who came from Italy and Ireland and all the Jewish immigrants who came. There may be something different about them than about those who come from Iraq or Syria or Afghanistan or Ethiopia. That's true.
Well, my concern really has to do with them being used as pawns in a political scheme to change the values, not the face. I don't care. The values of America through forced immigration. I worry about the threats, the dangers that are posed to American citizens, either from ideology or from illness or disease. I mean, every country in this world has had the right to pick and choose who is allowed into their country. And now we have an ideology, a leftist ideology that says America's not allowed to do that. So that's my point.
No, I agree with that. That's a big problem. We need to have the kind of vetting that only Israelis have pioneered at their airports. We need to vet. We need to be able to distinguish between, you know, a perfectly peaceful, Western-oriented asylum seeker and a potential, not just a jihadist, but somebody who might be blackmailed into supporting jihad because they've got family left behind and can be found. I mean, there's all kinds of problems which America has not been dealing with smartly enough. Now, maybe some people have, maybe they will, but I don't want to paint with a broad brush, brush everything.
We try not to do that trying to make the point. And I just can't help but I've got to ask you this. When we first heard about Afghanistan, Dr. Chesler, we heard that the Taliban was, it just breaks my heart to even say it, taking young girls basically the spoils of war. And this is what we allowed, we encouraged to have happen. What do you know, since you're working on rescuing many of these young girls, what do you know about what's happening now? Because it sounds absolutely horrendous and against everything any good liberal would ever have supported until now.
Yes, I agree. Well, this is what ISIS did in its, you know, dream of a caliphate. And it took Yazidi girls and women and turned them into sex servants, sex slaves. And women were as much a part of this torture as the men who were doing the raping. And so now the Taliban, it's not merely a spoil of war raping. It's a weapon of war now. We've seen this all through the 1990s and the 21st century. It's a weapon of war. And it breaks the spirits of the women and of those who love them and who cannot save them. So what we're told is that the Taliban, promising kindness and gentleness, have been executing people, have been going door to door to find their high value targets to execute, have been asking for lists of girls between the ages of 15 and 40. That's interesting, the upper age. That's the age of a grandmother in Afghanistan. And so that they can take them and marry them to Taliban fighters so that they can breed the next generation of fighters. And this is horrendous, horrendous. And I don't think that even the liberals support this. I think rather that the ideology that is automatically pro-Muslim, anti-Islamophobic, pro-transgender, etc., the whole politically correct, you know, basket, is they don't know how to deal with it now. This is cognitive dissonance at a high level.
I don't think they know. They close their eyes to it. I don't think that they are aware of it, and they treat any discussion like what we are having now as it's automatically racist. Don't even say it, let alone report it.
I'm happy to say that the kind of anti-Islamophobia industry people in this country are not doing the rescuing.
No, of course not.
My team is a radical feminist team involved in rescuing girls from being trafficked. Very different, real kind of feminism. Mm. And then there's, of course, the American former Marines and former Special Service guys and women who are also doing the rescuing. This is, and, you know, we are speaking for America as much as the government is right now. The government is
more.
I, don't even have words. I don't have words to describe it. Yeah. And I'm a wordsmith.
Yes, you most certainly are. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have heard reports, which we have no reason not to believe. I've heard them elsewhere, that Christians, they're going door to door to see if there are Bibles in homes, and then they're executing people. This is the antithesis, yes, of everything.
No, wait. Christians have been rescued from Afghanistan. That's in process as well. You're saying that Christians are outing other Christians?
Oh, no. The Taliban was going door to door looking to see if there was a Bible, whether it be Christian or, well, of course, the Jewish Bible is the beginning of the Christian Bible, but they are quite interested in persecuting Christians.
No, that's all through the Islamic world.
Yes.
And look at Egypt alone. I mean, if you dare, if you can have the bravery to do so. The people of the book are dhimmis and are now being persecuted, tortured, executed. And how any... Talk to Leela Gilbert.
Oh, my goodness.
She's expert on this.
I am short. I am so sorry. I'm getting used to the clock. Dr. Phyllis Chesler, sorry to cut you short. We have to go. Please visit her at phyllis-chesler.com. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll have another wonderful guest tell you about her in just a minute.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.